My name is Colby. I am 16 years old. Today is November the 20th, 2018. I am speaking with Jay Johnson, who is my dad. We are recording this interview in Elgin, Texas. So the first question for you, Dad, is tell me a favorite memory of me.
One of my favorite memory of you was when you shot your first buck, because I love hunting and you like hunting, and we were together and you shot your first deer.
Okay. Second question, what are your wishes for me?
I just wish you success and be happy in life. Follow your dreams.
Third question, what about Mom made you attracted to her?
Mom was just a really nice girl. She was kind of down to earth. She was outdoors. She liked riding horses. She liked to hunt. She liked to fish. But at the same time, she liked to get dressed up and go out to fancy places also. She was kind of a little bit of both. So that's what attracted me.
Good. Okay. Can you tell me about your grandparents and maybe a little bit of your great-grandparents?
My great-grandparents, I didn't know. They died before I was born. My grandparents, though, his name was Papa. We called him Papa, and his name was William. And he was a farmer in Iowa. And then his wife was, we called Granny Ruth. And she pretty much stayed at home and took care of the home and garden and raised the kids and everything else. So they were real, nothing but they were farmers. Mm-hmm. And then on my dad's side, his parents and my grandparents, they were, he was in a blacksmith and welding shop. And I don't know much about my grandma on that side, really don't know much about her, but his name was A.E. Johnson, and he started the manufacturing mm-hmm. business of farm implement equipment. And that's how we got to where we are today, because we got into the farming type of equipment, as you could say. But anyway, he was mostly in the welding shop back then.
Why did he get into like blacksmithing, welding and stuff?
Well,
like
back
that?
Then, blacksmith was pretty popular. People would pull up and need, you know, iron made for whether it was for horses or carriages or whatever. So that's how he kind of got started in that.
What advice would you give your teenage self?
Well, that's kind of a hard question, but I mean, be yourself in life, you know, like I've always taught you. Give firm handshakes, look people in the eye, be nice, be courteous to people, and kind of stay out of trouble. And kind of, you know, look to the future, you know. I mean, you can have fun at the same time, but, you know, kind of set a goal. Like, what do you want to do in your life? You know, do you want to go to college? I mean, you don't have to go to college to be successful, but set your goal in whatever you want to do and follow it.
Is there anything that you did when you were younger that you regretted? Like, that you would tell yourself, like, no, don't do that? Like, you would stop it before it happened?
No, I don't know that I regret anything that I did. I had fun in high school. I hung out with a lot of friends. You know, I probably didn't take school as seriously as I should have. I'm glad that my kids do, and I'm glad you do. Mm-hmm. I probably didn't study as hard as y'all did. But in the end, it all worked out. So, no, I don't really regret nothing. I had fun in my teenage years. I wish I would have kept up with football. Maybe, you know, kept up with the healthy side of being a teenager as far as working out, lifting weights, running. Because when you're young, that's the time to do it. Because the older you get, it gets harder. Mm-hmm. So, you know, start a healthy lifestyle early in life.
What are your most vivid memories of school?
Well, that's funny you ask that, because when I went to school, you know, we all, you know, everybody drove to school, it seemed like back then, and all the guys drove pickups, and most of the girls drove cars. And then it was open campus back then, so we'd go to Sonic, We didn't have a McDonald's back then. We had a Holiday grocery store and Sonic mostly. Mm-hmm. Or Dairy Cream, not Dairy Queen Cream. Cream. And most, all of us country boys like me, we always had a gun hanging on the back windshield. Might have been a little lever action 22, but it didn't matter. We all had a gun to show off, or we'd go dove hunting after school. And then, of course, we all had to have snuff, so it was either Copenhagen or Skoll or Happy Days. Things have changed, that's for sure. But things have changed for the best. But it is funny that how, you know, we all carried a knife in our pocket, we all had tobacco in our pants, and we all had a gun in our back windshield. I would say when I was about, I'd say 1987, when I was a junior in high school, is when they kind of started cracking down on getting rid of the guns on the back windshield.
But it wasn't because of school shootings.
No, it wasn't because of school shootings. Yeah, it was just, I really don't know why it was. I mean, there was no problem back then. Nobody came to school to shoot up things. We just, we had the guns in our truck so we could hurry up at the end of the day, get out of there and go hunting.
Yeah.
That's it.
Tell me some favorite work stories.
You know, when I was 20 years old, got out of technical school, kind of didn't know which direction to take in life, and all of a sudden it just hit me and I wanted to be in the machine shop business like my dad and my grandpa and continue the family business. So, you know, being around my dad, he was pretty tough, but I learned a lot. You know, he might have chewed me out a lot and tell me I was doing it wrong, but at the end of the day, I learned a lot. But it took me a long time to figure that out.
Just like you do to me.
Yep. You know, you think you know it all at that age, but in reality, you really don't. So 20 years later, you realize, oh, yeah, he was right when he was trying to tell me that. You just didn't realize it. Starting the business was fun. We had to restart the business because my dad and my uncles had gotten into some trouble in a lawsuit and whatnot, and they were all up in age and retiring. So
they did.
When my brother and I took over the business, we had to make it all kind of, you know, computers were taking over and automatic equipment was taking over. So
it was just a lot.
Yeah, it was kind of updating the equipment. So that was fun at the beginning. You know, it was all new technology and we were learning a lot. So, and I was learning a lot too. So, you know, it was kind of fun. And now after being in it for, I don't know, 26 years, now it's kind of the same old thing.
What lawsuit trouble did
there was a company in California and they took a guard off one of the equipment my dad built and one of the employees stuck his finger somewhere it wasn't and it kind of clipped the very tip of his finger off and I think he sued the manufacturer, which was my dad, and he sued the company where he was. And at that time, my dad and all my uncles were probably, I'd say, at retiring age, 65, 67. And you know what? It wasn't worth fighting. They didn't feel like messing with it, and they just closed up. So in the end, you know, and then, of course, Brent and I kind of started up in our own name. So things like that happen. I mean, that's just, you got to have a good insurance policy, I guess.
Last question. If you could do it over again, how would you raise me differently?
I wouldn't change a thing. You're just right. You're perfect.
Appreciate it.
You're doing just fine.
Thank you.
Good job, son.